breaking the matrix is actually an internal thing. The outside is just a reflection. You know, a lot of people say, well, the matrix is after me. It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, the devil and the agents and the demons, yeah, they're going to come after you, but they can't come after you unless you're reflecting that back, you know. Think about it. We know the flesh always persecutes the spirit, but we look at the Bible and we know, we saw how Paul, pretty sure it was Paul, one of the disciples, they tried to kill him. He was shipwrecked. He had false brethren. He was attacked. Everything under the sun came after him. But he overcame. One of them rose from the dead, right? He was an overcomer. Because the creation is for you. I do a lot of experiments. One experiment I never really talked about is I experimented like just gazing up. If I just gaze upon a tree, right? Gaze at the leaves, and then all of a sudden the leaves will start moving. You might not believe that, but it's the truth. You can do it. You can do the experiment too. It's all for you. The creation was for you. It's God's creation, but He created it for you. Why? To draw the elect back to Himself. The water, the food, the nutrients. God created the earth for the human. Adam and Eve, the earth was created for the human. Why do you think they want to destroy your food and destroy your earth? Because it was created for you, the elect. So the ones who are the goats out there, they hate you and they hate the earth. And they know they're not the elect. They could be, but they choose not to be. When you say it's faith alone and Jesus alone, they don't believe that. See, that's contrary to the flesh mind. That's the natural mind cannot hear that. The gospel is a savor. It is a savor of life. It tastes like life. It's a good taste. But the gospel to the lost is a savor of death. It tastes like it's conviction of sin. They don't want to see their sin. Really, you know, you want to know what a witch is, really? I'm going to tell you what a witch is. A witch wants to be a queen bee, to surround herself with a bunch of flying monkeys so she can live in a false reality that she don't have to have the consequences of her sin, that the flying monkeys take the sin for her. And she wants to create a fake reality of nobody will call her out on her junk. On her stuff, on her lies, on her gaslighting. She's trying to create a fake reality, and nobody can live in a fake reality. Nobody. So what she has to do, just like the narcissist, narcissism's witchcraft, just like a narcissist, they create these flying monkeys to create a fake reality that they can vampire off the flying monkeys. Because the flying monkeys are believing a lie that she's a queen bee. And so they prop her up. The queen bee wants to be propped up because she's weak. She's dumb. She's weak. She's stupid. She's in sorcery and witchcraft. And she's frail. And she has no strength. And she has nothing. She's dead. She's actually dead. And she knows she's dead. She knows she's dead. So she has all these flying monkeys that she builds up. I've seen this in the real world many times. They got all these flying monkeys that build her up when the reality is she has no power. It could be her mama. It could be her sister. It could be her son. It could be her mother-in-law. It could be her daddy. It could be anybody. And it don't have to be a woman. Don't get me wrong. It don't have to be a woman because I've actually seen it in the men. You see the men who are just pure lazy and want to play video games all day, but get their wife to go to work, and she works, and he's at home playing video games or whatever he's doing. He created a fake reality that he loves her, that he can be at home and be lazy. I see somebody in the real world doing it right now. Actually, both of them, the man and the woman, are doing it. They just use the government to live off of the government, and they're believing, and the government's feeding off of them. They're all feeding off of each other. So witchcraft is a queen bee witch creating a coven, and actually she hates the other witches, and she's using the other witches to rise up in the coven in a fake reality. But she knows that without those flying monkeys, she just has no power. It's not even real. It's fake. I mean, that's why the movie, what's the lady's name? She just snaps her heels together and goes back home. And the guy behind the curtain's playing off. The guy behind the curtain, I forget. What is it? The Yellow Brick Road or whatever it is. And then the witch, the green witch comes over there and tries to put her in fear and all that. But the witch has no power. The good witch, which there's no such thing as a good witch, but the good witch tells her she has no power. Don't believe her lies. It's all lies, people. It's all lies. And so you were actually raised probably around a witch somewhere in your life. It might have been a mom, a dad, an uncle, or aunt, or somebody in your life was probably gaslighting you to believe a fake reality. And I know the system was. And so you've been brainwashed by the system and didn't know it. And so the system's brainwashing you to believe a lie. Can you hear me? The system's brainwashing you to believe a lie. And that lie is actually death and slavery. And when you start to break free from Babylonian lies, Egyptian lies, you're breaking a pattern that has been sown by parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, yourself, and the media and the news and the TV. And so you're breaking this pattern. See, the reason people will reject this is because you can't admit you sowed the pattern. If you can look in the mirror and admit it's not everybody else, but it's you that sowed the pattern. Just like a narcissist. The only reason we got caught up with narcissists is because we wanted to believe the lie. We wanted the fake reality. We wanted the fake steak, like a sister in Christ told me one time. We wanted the fake reality. We wanted the fake steak. So we stepped into that fake reality, and it became a Jezebel trap, man or woman. So the man sees this Jezebel, he steps into that trap because the picture looks good, and then he finds out he's in a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap. It's on all the movies. It's on all the movies. They set up a trap, you know. The system sets up a trap. You set up your own trap. You create your own fake reality, and God can't let you live in a fake reality. I saw somebody talk about this on a Instagram the other day, and she explained it really well. God cannot let you live in fake reality. God is reality, and anybody who wants to live in fake reality, God has to destroy them and bring them down to nothing. But if they have a bunch of flying monkeys, he has to go to and destroy the flying monkeys first. And the witches know this, so that's why they always get new flying monkeys. The narcissists know this. That's why they have to get new flying monkeys. So think about it. A narcissist has no power. A Jezebel narcissistic, legalistic, whatever, preacher, person, agent, whatever you want to call it. They have no power, but their power is to get you to believe a lie. It's like a salesman. Their power is to get you to believe a fake reality. And if you step into that fake reality, what happens? What happens? You go into delusions. And what happens when you go into delusions? God has to scourge you. He scourges every son he receives. Man or woman. And so the witch knows that these flying monkeys believe her fake reality because other people propped her up. So they believe that she's got this power when she has no power. And so they go into delusions. And the witch, the head witch, knows that they're going to be scourged. And so she's always got a new flying monkey. All the narcissists always have a new flying monkey waiting in the wings. They can never be by themselves. They always have somebody in the wings waiting to support them. They're always looking for They're always looking for a support to shore them up. But they know that support is not going to be there forever, so they're always looking for another support because they're in fake reality. And in order for them not to get the consequences of the fake reality, they have to have flying monkeys that take it for them. Because God has to get to that person. God can get to that person directly, but he has to... If this person knows what they're doing, they've already been judged by God. He's probably leaving them alone, has nothing. He's not even trying to pull them out. So the people around the narcissistic witch, God cares about because they're deceived. And so he has to scourge them. So the center of the spider in the center knows that God has left off and just left her for her own devices. And so the people around that the witch is manipulating, God has to pull them out. And so a lot of people, it doesn't matter if it's a man or woman, you know, it could be a woman out there. If some man's tricked you and pulled you into some kind of web and you believe the lie because they talked a good talk just to get in the bedroom with you. They talked a good talk and you got burned. And God pulled you out. Think about it. He rescued you. He pulled you out. He rescued you. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. If you're saved, if God is calling you, all the things that happen to you, all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. It doesn't matter what happened. It's to pull you out of that fake reality. Sin is lies. Sin is fake reality. Sin is death. Sin is another realm. Sin is sin is not even real. But if you want to believe it's real, you're in delusions. Don't you want to live in reality? This is a sacrificial redemptive system. There's going to be sacrifice. There's going to be pain. If you know, a lot of people get married and they think, well, there's no sacrifice. Oh yeah, there's going to be sacrifice. They have kids. There's going to be sacrifice. You get to take a job. There's going to be sacrifice. You start your own business. There's going to be sacrifice. Because it's a sacrificial redemptive system. And to face off and not want to face the fact that this is a sinful place. If you don't want to face off with the fact that this is a sinful place, you're living in fake reality. This is the real world, people. Look over to your left. Look over to your right. You see dead grass. You see tree limbs fall. You might see an animal on the side of the road, a dead animal. Every time you eat a piece of chicken, you're eating a dead animal. Something had to sacrifice for you to have life. Which points to the fact that Jesus had to sacrifice that you might have eternal life. Anybody know how to turn off Twitter notifications, even if you've uninstalled Twitter? Why is it still giving notifications? Ridiculous. It's insane. I don't care about Twitter. Anyway, sacrifice is a real thing because it's the archetype of all things down here. Because Jesus went to the cross to sacrifice. Is the servant greater than the master? You might say, yeah, but I'm tired of the sacrifice. Yeah, well, it gets old. But it's to remind you what Jesus did at the cross. Yeah, it gets old having to sacrifice and sweat, blood, sweat, and tears. I said blood, sweat, and tears. Down here in this earth, there's blood, sweat, and tears. Just deal with it. It's reality. If there's a loss, if God removes somebody out of their life, or if there's just a loss from a death or something, it's not the end of the world. You're not worshiping. You're worshiping God. You're not worshiping anything created. You're worshiping God. Yeah, you might miss the person. You might love the person. There's somebody else out there, maybe. They're not the same person. You love them different. They're not the same. But you can still love them. I mean, you'll find out that most people are the same. It don't take long. You'll find out that the grass is not always greener on the other side. If you've got two spirit-filled believers, that's a whole different ballgame. But you'll find out that, for the most part, in the natural, most people deal with the same stuff. It might be something physical elements. It might be some kind of childhood pattern. It could be anything. But this is the whole point of what I'm talking here. How to break the pattern. How to break the strongholds. How to break the matrix. And the matrix is not outside. It's mainly inside. And so the patterns that you sow reflect back. And in order to break those patterns, you got to sow some new patterns. And in order to sow new patterns, the matrix outside, which was reflecting you, doesn't want you to change. And so the only way you're going to break the pattern is fasting and prayer and brute force, repeat pattern. But this, what I found the easiest is fasting. Because if you cannot eat for 24 hours, or you do two 14-hour fast a day, you're breaking a pattern that is such a, like food pain, hunger pains, or that's a strong pattern. If you can break that pattern, you can break any pattern. It actually becomes a superpower, I promise you. If you do 14-hour fasting every day, it's a superpower. And then when you do a 24-hour fast, it's really a superpower. If you want to break the matrix and have superpowers, learn to fast. Once you do a 24, if you can't do 14, do an 8-hour fast. Skip one meal. That's hard for some people. I understand it's hard to skip a meal, but once you skip one meal, be so preoccupied with what you're doing that you don't even think about eating. That's how you skip one meal. And then when you skip one meal, skip two meals. Find something that preoccupies you so much you don't even think about food. And then skip three meals. And then you can do a 24-hour fast at will. You don't have to eat. Then you break the matrix. And like I say, the matrix is just a reflection of patterns that you've sown. And so you're actually breaking your own patterns. And the matrix has to respond, because the earth, the trees, it was all for you. It's given you the fruit of what you want. If you've sown a pattern of laziness, the matrix is going to try to give you that. God is trying to change you, but the Mother Earth pattern, the holographic reflection in front of you, will support your laziness. But God is going to be rebuking you through authority or whatever. A spouse, authority, whatever, your mom, your dad, they're going to say, get up out of bed, quit being lazy. But you learned how to manipulate them and play a game and a diversion. I've seen it with adults. I've seen it. I worked around them. Quit being lazy. Get up. And somehow or another, you figure out how to manipulate. Long story short, what I'm saying is, the reflection in the holographic reality that we're in is based on your patterns. And in order to change your patterns,
and get a new reflection and get a new result. You reap what you sow, the Bible says. So I'm telling you something, this Bible. So to get a new reflection, which means you reap what you sow, you want something new that you want to reap something new, you have to sow something new. So to get a new reflection, you have to change. And I promise you, if you can do a 24-hour fast with your intention to change whatever pattern it was, watch how it changes. It'll blow your mind. It will blow your ever-living mind.